Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Glory, glory. They're still picking up that offering. I'll tell you guys a funny story that happened last night. So we were having the council meeting at our house, and Steve's on the council, and Miss Tracy's on the council. And so Steve made a funny comment that our dog looks like Sean Connery. And so the next thing was Tracy looked at my dog and said, "Oh, hi, Sean." And it just, I woke up thinking about that, and it just made me chuckle, and it was just something funny. And we have a good time. We have wonderful people, hallelujah, that we get to talk to and have counsel with. So glory to God. Amen. Let's pray before we get started. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this time that we have, that we can get into your word. Father God, we dedicate this time to you. Lord, let us open up our hearts, because if we don't receive anything, it's not your fault. It's our fault. So, Father God, I thank you that we do have those ears that hear. Thank you, Father God, for revealing things to us tonight, showing us things, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that we are feeding our faith. We are building it up. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Galatians 6:9. Galatians 6:9. Well, we can start a little bit further up than that. Let's see here. All right, let's start in Galatians 6:6. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Amen. Who believes that? Glory to God. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will also reap of the flesh corruption, but he who sows of the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Hallelujah. We're going to stick with that verse right there, but let me finish this off. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all. And there will be, let me just say, there will be plenty of opportunities. Amen. Especially to those who are of the household of faith. So glory to God. We do good to all. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go back up to verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing good. How many times have we been doing good and somehow it gets switched around, somehow something happens, and you don't feel like doing good anymore? You don't feel like, why am I doing this? I'm doing good here, and I'm the one being picked on, or I'm the one, this is happening to me, but I'm the one that did the right thing. I mean, how many has that happened to? I believe sometimes that happens a lot. You're the one that tells the truth, and all of a sudden the boss gets mad at you, and you're just trying to tell the truth. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap. Hallelujah. If we do not lose heart, and we will not lose heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So tonight I'm going to be talking about not getting weary while doing good. I really think that we're kind of going into a season that we are going to have to not get weary. We are going to have to put on our big boy pants. We're going to have to strap up our shoes. We're going to have to arm ourselves. We're going to have to put on the full armor of God. And we have to make sure that in our spirit, in our heart, in our mind, that we will not get weary. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go over to Luke 9:13. And there's one portion in here, four words actually, that I really, really love, that really jumped off the page when I was studying and looking at some things. All right. I'm sorry, let's go to Luke 19:13. I said 9:13, didn't I? 19:13. I actually turned to 9:13 also. 19:13. This is the parable of, you could say the parable of the talents. And let's see here. I'm going to start at verse 11. If we could just go back just a little bit. I'm just going to start at the top. We're going to kind of put this in context. Now, as they heard these things. Now, I want to kind of back up just a little bit. What they're talking about is this right before he does this parable, Jesus speaks this parable. He meets a very interesting person named Zacchaeus. And he goes through that, and there's a crowd following him, and there's a crowd seeing this happen. And now Jesus starts to say this parable. He says, "Now, as they heard these things, he spoke another parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and because they thought the kingdom of God would appear immediately. Therefore, he said, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. So he called 10 of his servants, delivered to them 10 minas, and said to them, do business till I come." Do we have that in King James Version? Pretty, please. But I like how the King James says, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. Let's go down a little further here. But the citizens hated him and sent him a message after him saying, we will not have these men reign over us. And it goes on, and there's different things that Jesus pulls out and talks about in this parable. But for us, at the very beginning of this, I want to focus on occupy till I come. Did Jesus tell them to occupy till he came looks like maybe a perfect world and no one gets mad and no one gets angry? No. This is occupy till I come, but the citizens were angry at them. This is not a perfect situation. This is Jesus telling us also, occupy till I come. And in this world, it's not going to be a nice, easy, float through life, walking on clouds type of situation. This is going to be occupy till I come, and there might be some people that hate you along the way. There might be some people that think a totally different way than what you know as truth and what you know as the Word of God and what you believe in and what you stand for. And we still have to occupy till he comes. We still have to not grow weary in doing good. Amen. Hallelujah. I did look up, I defined occupy. Oh, it's on my other notes. Honey, can you look up the word occupy? Yes, that's fine. Yes, that's fine. And Jesus also tells us that we have been commissioned. We have been commissioned to occupy. Let me see what occupy. Let's see here. All right. Occupy, to take possession. Occupy. We are supposed to occupy where we live. We are supposed to occupy our jobs. We're supposed to occupy our businesses. We're supposed to possess, to take possession. Let's see here, to cover or fill, to employ, to keep oneself busy. We're supposed to be doing something. We're supposed to be applying our talents and abilities and our hands to get something done here on earth. When I was growing up, there was I feel like sometimes this still tries to come back on the church somehow. And I feel like there is a tad bit of a lie in here, but What Satan wants to do is almost tell you, oh, well, Jesus is coming, which we know is truth, hallelujah. But, oh, you don't have to do anything because Jesus is going to be here. Don't worry about it. Jesus will come, and don't worry about the school systems. Oh, yeah, Jesus is coming. You don't have to go after that business that you know good and well that God told you in your heart to go after. Oh, Jesus is coming. There's no reason for you to even do that because you don't have to do that. Jesus is coming, and then that's okay. Yes, Jesus is coming. But Jesus said, occupy till I come. We are supposed to not grow weary in well-doing. We are supposed to put our hands to something. We're supposed to possess the land. We're supposed to go after those things like the school board, like the city council, and get into those positions of influence that we can help out the area that we set our foot to. Amen? Let's talk about the Great Commission. Let's go over to Mark 16. You think that when Jesus was ascended to heaven, that he would have just said, yay, you did it. I died on the cross and I rose again and your sins are forgiven and you're healed by my name and you guys just relax. Don't worry about anything else. And no, he actually gave us a job. He actually told us to do something. So, and yes, we're not supposed to be worrying about anything, but let me just kind of put that in the context of what I was kind of saying here, is that he did tell us to do something. Amen. All right, let's go to Mark 16. Let's see here. All right, let's do Mark 16, 14. Later, he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but who does not believe will be condemned. 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. That is one thing that we need to be doing while we occupy. They will speak with new tongues. Hallelujah. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And they shall recover. Hallelujah. Those are the things. He lays out the things that we need to be doing while we are occupying, while we are waiting till he comes. These are the good things that he's talking about. Do not grow weary in doing good. These are the things that we're not going to grow weary of. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's go over to Luke 24, 49. Luke 24, 49. And this is also after Jesus died, rose again. And these are some of the last things that he told the church, amen, that he told his disciples. Let's do Luke 24, and let's start at 44, please. Then he said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. Hallelujah. Jesus fulfilled the prophecies. Amen. Glory to God. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Glory to God. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. And it still is, and we still need to. And we will not grow weary doing these things. We will not take away the power and the presence of Jesus' blood that was shed for us and the redemption power that he did on the cross. Amen. All right, 47. And that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. He's telling them this. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. We know what the promise is. It's capitalized there. The promise. The Holy Spirit. The promise. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed with power from on high. He told them to do something. Actually, this word tarry is very closely related to the word occupy. It means to go, to set your hands to do something, to wait, to settle in, to abide, to all those different things. It's so interesting that in the Hebrew, there's basically a root word, and then there's all these spokes that come off the word that we have words in our English language. And they have words that they have pictures with it and different things, and it's just amazing when you start really looking at all those wonderful words and you see these things and start making these connections. But glory to God. They're supposed to tarry. They're supposed to wait for the Holy Spirit. And they did. Glory to God. And the Holy Spirit ascended from on high. Amen. And filled that place. Glory to God. Let's go to Joshua 1:3. Not growing weary in doing good. And I'm going to start at Joshua 1. Actually, I'm going to start with verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over in Jordan, you and all the people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. I'm going to stop right there. They're kind of going through a sad time right now. They lost one of the most greatest leaders that really has ever been on the face of the earth. I mean, even the people that don't know the Bible, they know who Moses is. They might have not even opened a Bible ever in their life, but they know who Moses is. And that's still to this day. So this was a sad time. They could have gotten weary. They should have, they probably were a little bit weary. And then this is what God is saying to them. He says in verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. Amen. He starts speaking into this situation. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. Where's our territory? Our territory is wherever our feet treads. Wherever our feet treads. So if we're in Laughlin, hallelujah. If we're in Bullhead City, if we're in Fort Mojave, if we live in Golden Valley, if we live in Mojave Valley, that is where our feet treads. And it says, I have given you. When we are there at our jobs, when we are around town, when we are getting involved in our community, doing different things, God has given us. We are there for a purpose. God put you there for a purpose, to be able to speak to the right people, to be able to make those connections, to be able to speak into their life, to be able to get in there and share the love and the word of God with them. Amen? Hallelujah. And to do good. All right, it says, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes we need to get these scriptures out and we need to be telling ourselves this. And just like Pastor Ricky said on Sunday, if you're trying to build your faith in the situation, it's already too late. You need to be getting out these scriptures at the very, I mean now. We need to be building this now so that we are ready when we need to be ready, so that we know these things, so that we can say, okay, no man shall be able to stand before me all the days of my life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with, put your name in there. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Those are those things that we're going to have to do as we come to this changing of seasons with some different things. We're going to have to know our place. We're going to have to know our authority. Amen. Amen. Then I love how he says this. Verse 6, be strong and of good courage. Look to somebody and say, be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. When you want to say something and you know you shouldn't say it, just think, okay, be strong and of good courage. We're not going to go there. We're not going to make the situation worse. You're going to be able to do good to all. Amen. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to your fathers to give them. Glory to God. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which was of Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. So we're not only supposed to be involved in the places that we tread our feet, but we are supposed to prosper in those things. So when we are occupying till he comes, we are prospering as we're doing it. We're not the underdog. We're not the down and out. We're not barely making it. We're not just treading water to keep our head above, you know, kind of floating through. No, we are prospering. Hallelujah. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Glory to God, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you, point to yourself, for then I will make your way prosperous. Then you will have good success. And it's not just our power or our ability. It's the power and the ability of Jesus Christ in us. Amen. We know that. But it's saying that we have a part to play. We need to be doing something. We need to be setting our hands to do something. Hallelujah. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not dismay, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wherever we go, whatever job we have, they should know, wow, that Ricky guy, when he leaves here, it is sparkling clean. It is in the best situation. It is, there's things happening. Just recently, Pastor Ricky was on call at his job, and he kept on saying, there is something wrong with this pipe. I don't know what they call it, this lever. I don't know what was happening. But anyways, something was happening, and he tried to tell his bosses, I think we're going to have to really take a good look at that. And glory to God. So he just put a little whisper in their ear, and they came back, yeah, we're going to have to fix that. Something's wrong with that. And he's like, well, yeah, but it was the Holy Spirit. It was the wisdom of God working on the inside of him, saying there's something not right, and it's right about here. And that's how we should be with everything. If there's going to be something, the Holy Spirit's going to show us stuff. Hallelujah. They're going to know, hey, that person that goes to Spirit Life Church, every time they leave work here, it looks wonderful. They have rave reviews. Their customer service is amazing. Whatever the situation is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do not be afraid nor dismayed. We're not going to grow weary in well-doing. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to go down to Genesis 26:18. And we're going to see another situation where God had promised something, and then it wasn't bonbons and I don't know, whatever Ricky said on Sunday about the bonbons. Genesis 26. All right, I'm going to start at the very beginning of the chapter, and we're going to kind of skip kind of through. We don't read every single thing, but I'm just going to lay out what the Holy Spirit's telling us for tonight. So there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you." So what is he supposed to do there? He's supposed to occupy. He's supposed to abide. He's supposed to tarry. He's supposed to tread his feet there. He's supposed to live there. Amen. "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you, for to you and your descendants. And I will give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of the heaven, and I will give your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham observed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." Hallelujah. That's a good promise from the Lord. There's like, hallelujah, nothing's keeping me down. Glory to God. So then there's another little situation that happens through here, but we're going to drop down to verse 12. Then it says, "Then Isaac sowed in the land." Now remember, this is the same time, this is the same land that had the famine. You think that God would somehow, there's no famine anymore, there's no rain, it's easy for him. No. There's a famine, and he still had to obey, and he still had to sow, because he is occupying. Amen. He's setting his hand to do something, even though all the circumstances say you shouldn't be doing that. Amen. "Then Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year 100-fold. Hallelujah. He was blessed. Glory to God. And the Lord blessed him. And the man began to prosper. So he was having some good success, right? Just like we read in Joshua. And continued prospering until he became very prosperous. So there was prosper, continuing to prosper, very prosperous. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. I will let you know right now that there's going to be people that don't like it when you start to succeed, that don't like it when somehow the Holy Spirit told you to check this valve over here because it's going to overflow. And they didn't hear that same word, and you get favor with the boss and because you have the Holy Spirit. Amen. Just like when we read over here, when it said, occupy till I come, and the next verse says, and people hated him. Okay, we're doing what the Holy Spirit tells us to do. So this is what happened. Verse 15. "Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servants had dug in the days of Abraham his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, 'Go away from us, for we are much mightier, for you are much mightier than we.'" They're trying to drive him out. They're trying to drive him out. They're trying to make him do something that the Lord told him not to do. They're trying to make him do something over here when he knows to occupy, he knows to abide there. And they're trying to drive him out. They're trying to get him out of the will of God. How many times have we felt like that? So we get a little weary. All the hard work that we've done, making a spreadsheet on the computer, and all of a sudden it doesn't save. And then, I mean, that's something little. This was a well. They had to dig a well, you guys, by hand. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad we live in this time and age. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can turn on the water, turn off the water, flush the toilet, turn on the air conditioner, turn on the heat. Hallelujah. Flip on the lights. Wow, we are blessed. Glory to God. Woo. Man.
We need some water. Chelsea, here's the shovel.
Yes. Go dig a well. Oh, man. That's a. We'd be really thirsty, especially if it's Leslie and I trying to dig a well. Whew. That's a bad day. When a well, not only just a normal well, but this is your grandfather's well. This is your father's well. This is something that means something to you. And they filled it in. They took it away from you. Does that mean that you're going to get weary? He could have. I mean, he had a very good chance of getting weary. All right. Let's see here. Verse 17, then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again. He dug again. He did not grow weary. And the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after the death of Abraham, he called them by the names which his father had called them. What do you think he's doing right there? He's speaking over it. He's telling that water to come forth. He's telling those wells to come forth. Let me read that one more time. And Isaac dug again, and the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them up after Abraham's death. These are wells that have been filled with earth that he's speaking to. He's speaking to something that naturally looks impossible. Hallelujah. He's speaking to that opportunity that should have been his and wasn't there anymore. That he thought wasn't there anymore, amen? But he's speaking to it because he's not growing weary. He's not stopping. He's occupying. He's putting his hands to something. He's speaking by faith. Amen. Verse 19, also Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found a well running water there. But the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So not only that, now they finally have water. They're excited. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They dug a well. There's water. And now there's an argument over the water rights. Whose water rights are these? Where is this water really coming from? Their land, our land? All right. There's a quarreling going on. So there's a choice that he has to make. The water is ours. So he called the name of the well Esek because they quarreled with him. 21, and they dug another well. They dug another well. This tells me that they said, know what? Let's just settle this. Okay, actually, they dug another well and they quarreled over that one also. Okay, so he said, know what? Just have this one. That's okay. Know what? We're going to walk in love. Going to go over here. He had a choice to not go the wrong direction, to not get angry, to not get bitter, to not step out of the things that he knows that God has told him. How many of us are there? Hallelujah. When we have to make those choices, I'm not going to say that right now. I'm not going to do that. Know what? You can have this. I don't like their attitude, but know what? I'm going to do the right thing here. That's okay. And they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called it Sitnah, and he moved from there and dug another well. He's digging another well, you guys. Puts a whole new spin on not grow weary in doing good. I mean, really, we could give everybody a shovel and we can go outside and really see about how many minutes we really get to dig in and really look at the scripture and go from there, because they're digging a well by hand. Yep. In the desert during a famine. Yes. Yes. This is he moved from there, dug another well, quarreled over it. Okay. And they did not quarrel over, okay, so here we go, 22. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called it Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. That's telling us something too. We don't have to get out of love. We don't have to quarrel. God's our supply. Have it. I'm digging another well. You can't stop me. God told me to occupy till he comes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I like this. And then he went from there to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared to him the same night. And he said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. For he built an altar there, and he called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servant dug a well. Just for good measure. He dug another well. Hallelujah. Let's go down to verse 28 here. But they said, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. And they made an oath between all of them. But there are certain things that he had to get through. Not growing weary. Not getting out of the will of God for his life. Amen. That was the second thing that came. They were trying to drive him out. If we feel like we're being driven out of the job that we're supposed to have, or the land that we know we're supposed to have, or the house, or whatever, we need to be taking our authority back. We need to be occupying till he comes. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then the next step was the love walk. They're trying to get that quarreling up. They're trying to get that fighting in there. That's the next thing that's going to try to pop up. Satan's like, oh, okay, I can't drive him out. Okay, I'm going to try a little bit of this, try to dishearten him, try to make him weary. We're going to start some fighting, some quarreling here. We're not going to fall for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Galatians 6:9. We're going to end with this, Galatians 6:9. I'm going to start at verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Glory to God. Who believes that? Amen. Hallelujah. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. That can be good things and bad things. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your word that was brought today. Thank you, Father God, that we do. We take it. And Holy Spirit, it says in your word that you will bring it to our remembrance, that we will do good to all, that we will not fall for the tricks that Satan tries to put in our path, that we will listen to what God has told us to do, that we will be where God has told us to be. I thank you, Lord, that we will occupy till you come, that we will occupy, we will set our hands to do something. Thank you, Jesus, that we will be a blessing to everyone around us. Thank you, Father God, that you are positioning your people in this land, here in our area, in Bullhead City, in Laughlin, in Fort Mojave, in our area. You are positioning us because we are abiding. We are here. We are tarrying. We are putting our hands to something, that we will not let Satan have a foothold in our schools, in our city, in our economy. Hallelujah. Because there is a praying people in this land, and we are doing what you have told us to do, and we will not back down. Hallelujah. That we are positioned, Father God, by the Holy Spirit that has told us things to come, that we have built up our faith in your word, that we know the voice of the good shepherd and the voice of the stranger we will not follow. Hallelujah. That mercy and goodness follows us all the days of our life. That we are blessed to be a blessing. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the influence that you have ready for our people here at Spirit Life Church. The godly influence, the favor that you have put on our people to be able to speak over situations that are happening in our land. Thank you, Father God, for that. Thank you. We will walk out those things. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Good word. Glory to God.